Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits, Huey Lewis and the News, and the Four Seasons started the hour. You're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Rain, ice pellets, freezing rain, and snow. The forecast was calling for all the winter weather inside a 24-hour period, and we got it. Though nothing like the historic blizzard last month, no one knows better about the challenges of digging out than our guest. Barbara Gray is the General Manager of Transportation Services for the City of Toronto, and she joins Jane.
Barbara, it was certainly nice to see the blue sky this morning and the snow depart the city. How well did the execution of the snow clearing go?
Well, it went, you know, fine, and I was happy to see the blue skies. Well, we're still underway. We started last evening when things turned to freezing rain with our salting, and then commenced to do some plowing over the evening, overnight, and continue on with plowing of local roads today. So I'm glad we only got about 10 to 15 centimeters, which is a pretty average storm for us. So hopefully we'll stay dry for a while.
Well, I was impressed this morning when I came out at 3:45 in my driveway in Etobicoke. The sidewalk plow had already been through, so I always know that's a good sign.
Well, you know, we are really well equipped to handle it. You know, the snow in an average time, and even when things are really significant, it's something that we're able to handle. But 55 centimeters all at one time is a really big, epic dump that took a while to clear out.
So, it was.
People were frustrated. So, but we were working really hard for about a month's time there. So happy to be back, hopefully to normal. And now that I've said that, you know, we're sure to have a late season storm.
That's right. Speaking of that epic storm, and you know, everybody will be talking about that for the rest of this season and reflecting back on it in years to come. When you get 55 centimeters in Toronto, definitely historic. What did you all learn from that experience? I mean, because you have to have some takeaways.
Yeah, and you know, we're putting a report together that we're going to bring to the Infrastructure Committee at the end of March. We also did an assessment of our snow program just, I believe it was in 2019, after the big storm that we had then. And many, many of the lessons learned that we had from that experience, we did deploy this time. We started snow removal pretty much as soon as we possibly could, so a day or so into the storm. We continued to, you know, pre-position equipment so that we could get out there quickly. We were working around the clock to get it done. We instituted a whole bunch of new communications protocols. And I just think that it's still 55 centimeters of snow in a short amount of time. It still creates a significant impact, and there was cold weather. The other thing we're always really fortunate with in Toronto is that often a big snow like that is followed by a bit of a warm spell, sort of over freezing temperatures. But when we looked at the forecast on January 17th, we didn't see anything but negative temperatures for a couple weeks to go. So we knew we had to do removal, and that was just hard for people. It affects every single person in the city, so it's a difficult thing.
Is it our imagination, or has there been a lot more snowfall than usual during this winter 2021-22?
Well, I think part of the, you know, in terms of last year, I think we got the total last year, I think, was 98 centimeters. So we're certainly going to top that this year. So there has been a fair amount of snow. I think the big challenge is when it all comes at one time and it sticks around for a long time. And that's what we had in such a short amount. It came down so fast on the 17th that it was really not possible to, you know, to stay ahead of it, as it were. So we had to be in cleanup mode for quite some time.
Well, it was kind of fortunate yesterday morning and the previous night when we got all that rain and the temperature went up to 9, 10 degrees. You know, before the snow came yesterday, we're back to seeing green grass in the front lawn. So that must have helped with those stockpiles of snow. A lot of it would have melted away before this particular snowstorm.
Yeah, I mean, it did, I think, gave people hope to be able to see the grass again. You know, the melting temperatures and the rain did a great job of helping to get what remained moving. I know there was some surface flooding as well, and we were really thankful that people were helping to clean out catch basins. We were out cleaning out catch basins much of, you know, the day yesterday and the day before as well in anticipation of the storm. I think those snow mounds are going to be around for a while.
Barbara, climatologists will tell us that we might see more of these epic events like we saw in the blizzard last month. How sufficient is the snow clearing budget with that in mind going forward?
Well, our budget is equipped to handle a number of large storms over the course of the year. And our new snow contracts, which come into effect in 2022, the council did pass a bit of an increase, so we will have a bit of an increase. But typically, it manages itself out over the course of the year. This will be a significant snow response to our budget. Anytime we do snow removal is significant, but we're not worried about it now. We keep close tabs on it, and if we have another major event in the fall, we still have the capacity there. But we will also, make sure that we are using the resource wisely. And so we always balance that. We always balance using the resource wisely because it is a whole year that we have to plan for. And weather, as we all know, is unpredictable.
And one more month to go officially until spring arrives. Barbara, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy your long weekend.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Bye.
Barbara Gray is General Manager of Transportation Services with the City of Toronto.